You're listening to SBS News.
It's fun being Dutch. Whenever they get together, they are known around the world for their love of having a party. While that may paint a stereotypical picture, one thing Dutch people all share is the desire to finally win a football world title. And they're hoping this World Cup may end that longing. Peter van Rijn is the proprietor of Sydney's restaurant, Yunus. While downstairs, food from around the world is served, upstairs a small bar has been turned into a little piece of his homeland. Scarves, flags, pictures and mementos decorate the bar, and it regularly hosts many of the Dutch community when they are playing important matches. Peter van Rijn says if the Netherlands wins the World Cup in France, it'll be a significant moment in the country's history.
I never expected to see women's football be that popular in Holland. And I think if they win the World Championship, I think there'll be a massive party in Holland. I mean, we don't need much to start a party, but a World Championship, I think, is a huge achievement. It will be great for women's soccer in Holland. And yeah, and it will be important for us because we win something big in football.
Annerie Maas Schalke-Vierd grew up in the Netherlands, and she remembers the days when clubs in the country were not allowed to have female players on their books.
Football, Royal Football Association would fine clubs if they allowed women to play in those clubs. So, and then of course once that changed and the ball started to roll, and now there's more girls playing soccer than hockey, which is quite unbelievable.
After the Netherlands women's team were crowned champions of Europe 2 years ago, hopes are rising the team, known as the Oranje Leeuwinnen or Orange Lionesses, can end the long wait for the country to be crowned world champions in football. Dick Hines is a huge fan of Dutch side Feyenoord. When his club was crowned champion in the top Dutch division, the Eredivisie, 2 years ago, he flew back to Europe from Sydney to be there. He knows well the passion for football that runs deep in his homeland. And Mr. Hines says if the women's team can finally end the Netherlands' miserable run in World Cup finals, it will be a momentous moment in the country's history.
I expect that the enthusiasm from the Dutch people will be, you know, almost the same as when it's going to be the men's. Because women's soccer, the last couple of decades, has grown in popularity tremendously. And, let's hope they can make the finals. And it would be even better if they win, you know. It would be good for the Dutch society.
The Dutch community don't differentiate between men and women when it comes to winning a world title. But should the Lionesses lead the way and lay down a challenge for the men's team to follow suit, Peter van Rijn says it could lead to the completion of a lifetime's ambition.
I die a very happy man. This is the only thing we still have to achieve. Like, I think we are the best country never to win a World Cup. And we've been very close on about 3 occasions, and we stuffed it up a few times. But I'm not sure if it will ever happen, because in the end we're still a small country that produces a lot of talent. But I'm not sure if we will ever get that good again that we win the World Cup. But I keep on hoping, and I'll keep on supporting, and I'll keep on watching. And I keep on being nervous.
The Netherlands have to do well against Cameroon, Canada and New Zealand in Group E before the Lionesses can start dreaming seriously of what would be a famous World Cup victory. John Baldock, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.